أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا.
Do the unbelievers then believe that they can take any of my creatures as their guardians beside me? Verily, we have prepared hell to welcome the unbelievers. To the unbelievers, this is the conclusion of the whole surah. In order to comprehend the context of this conclusion, one should not only consider the story of Zulkarnain, but also the contents of the surah as a whole. The central point of the surah is that the Prophet, peace be upon him, called upon his people to give up polytheism and to embrace monotheism in its place, to give up excessive devotion to the world and to base their conduct on a strong belief in the hereafter. The Meccan chiefs, thanks to the intoxication caused by their riches and eminence, spurned this call. Additionally, they persecuted and humiliated those righteous people who had accepted the Prophet's call. It is in this context that we ought to view the entire discourse of this surah. For these three stories, which the Prophet, peace be upon him, is asked about his opponents by way of a test, are narrated beautifully, and are so interwoven as to constitute an integral part of the overall discourse. With this, the three stories end, and the discourse reverts to the main subject mentioned at the outset of the surah. See verses 24 to 59. Then believe that they can take any of my creatures as their guardians beside me? Do the unbelievers still think, despite all that they have been told, that it will do them any good to take God's creatures rather than God as their patrons and guardians?
قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, shall we tell you who will be the greatest losers in respect of their works?
الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا
It will be those whose effort went astray in the life of the world and who believe nevertheless that they are doing good. It will be those whose effort went astray in the life of the world. This verse may be interpreted in two ways, one of which is reflected in our translation above. The other meaning could be that the efforts of the unbelievers were exclusively devoted to this worldly life. In other words, whatever they did was for the purpose of gaining worldly goods, as they paid no heed to God and the hereafter. They mistook worldly life as their true objective, and they set their eyes on worldly success alone. Even if they believed in the existence of God, they did not care enough to find out what would please Him, nor did they care for the fact that one day they would return to God and would be required to render their account to Him. They considered themselves no different from animals, albeit endowed with rationality, animals possessed of absolute freedom, unencumbered with any responsibility, animals whose term in life had only one purpose, to enjoy worldly life to its full.
أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فحبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا.
Those are the ones who refuse to believe in the revelations of their Lord and that they are bound to meet Him. Hence, all their deeds have come to naught, and we shall assign no weight to them on the day of resurrection. Those are the ones who refuse to believe in the revelations of their Lord, and that they are bound to meet Him. Hence, all their deeds have come to naught, and we shall assign no weight to them on the day of resurrection.
No matter how great the unbelievers' worldly attainments might be, they are bound to come to an end with the end of the world itself. All that man is intensely proud of, his grand palaces and splendid mansions, his universities and libraries, his grand highways and wondrous vehicles of transportation, his great inventions and staggering industries. His magnificent arts and sciences, his impressive museums and art galleries, will all be left behind at the time of man's death and will have absolutely no weight in God's scale. If anything is to be of enduring benefit to man in the next life, it will be the good deeds that he has performed, acts performed according to God's directives and with the intent of seeking God's pleasure alone. Now, if someone's objectives are confined to this worldly life, and he wishes to see his efforts bear fruit in the present world alone, then it is quite obvious that all his acts will varnish with the extinction of the world. If he seeks any recompense in the hereafter, then obviously he should seek it with regard to those acts which were performed to please God and to attain good results in the hereafter, and which were in consonance with God's command. If a person did nothing of the sort, then all his striving in this world would have gone to waste.
ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا.
Hell is their recompense for disbelieving and their taking my revelations and my messengers as objects of jest.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا.
As for those who believe and do good works, the gardens of paradise shall be there to welcome them. As for those who believe and do good works, the gardens of paradise. For an explanation of this, see Al-Mu'minun 23, note 10.
خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا.
There they will abide forever, with no desire to be removed from there. There they will abide forever, with no desire to be removed from there. The inmates of paradise could never even think of going anywhere else, since one cannot imagine a better state than that of paradise.
قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا.
Say, if the sea were to become ink to record the words of my Lord, indeed the sea would be all used up before the words of my Lord are exhausted, and it would be the same even if we were to bring an equal amount of ink. Say, if the sea were to become ink to record the words of my Lord, the word kalimat, words, here signifies God's marvelous acts and the excellent and wondrous manifestations of His power and wisdom.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, I am no more than a human being like you, one to whom revelation is made. Your Lord is the one and only God. Hence, whoever looks forward to meet his Lord, let him do righteous works, and let him associate none with the worship of his Lord.